Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ben and Woods Monday morning from the Corona Cave here until 9 o'clock. And as Woods said in our opening segment, we are going to be a different show. I mean, it'll still be Ben and Woods.
Yep.
And, you know, I'm sure we'll update what's going on. We had some developments in the baseball negotiations between owners and players. Slowly, little nuggets of news, and we'll discuss that and some other sports items. We're also going to discuss what's going on in the world and keep our phone lines open. If you want to join us right now, open phone segment, 833-288-0973. We're going to go out into the world as well. Remember, one of our good friends, Reed Forgrave, used to be kind of our basketball guy, and he left the sports world to cover news, to be a reporter for the Minnesota Star Tribune. And so he's been right in the middle of this, where it started in Minneapolis. He's going to join us next hour at 6:35. Our buddy Craig Elston, who we talk to every Friday, he lives right in La Mesa,
right there,
by the riots. People basically were walking past his house. He was out there with cleanup crews on Sunday morning. So he's going to join us at 7:35. With kind of his first-hand perspective of the local situation. And then at 8:35, San Diego Union Tribune reporter Andrew Dyer, who was in there with the protesters, some of the rioters, even some of the looters covering the story for the UT this weekend, he's going to join us as well. So we're going to obviously, you know, keep our wits about us when it comes to the story that's going on as well. You can't ignore it. You know, this is the world as it is right now, Woods. And I know we try to be a distraction, and we will still try to be a distraction as well. But let's not also just pretend that none of this is existing.
Well,
that would be tone deaf on a day like this.
I mean, I plan on laughing today. I want to laugh. I think we all need some laughs. I've got some stuff that will make you laugh. I've got some stuff that made me laugh last night so hard right before I went to bed. And it's very important. It's very important, but it's such a fine line, you know, for what we do is I have heard shows that come in and just grind through a sports show today, and that does not feel right to me. It just doesn't feel right to come in and, hey, anyway, let's talk about the Aztecs' new stadium. Yeah, I think there needs to be pieces of that and parts of that. We're not a national show. We're a show based in San Diego. Ben is born and raised here. From the minute I got here, I decided I'm never leaving. This is where you will bury me. And so it's important for us to be here for our community. Now, I should clarify also, I said this in our Zoom call yesterday. I said, you'd be hard-pressed to find two more privileged white guys than Ben Higgins and myself. Honestly. I mean, I look around, I think of every opportunity I've had. I think of every opportunity you've had. I think of how our lives have been, sure, we have struggles. Sure, there are things that have happened to us that aren't great and aren't cool. Absolutely. But we're pretty privileged dudes. Now, that can go one of two ways. What I don't want to do is get up on some sort of pulpit and tell you how you should feel and tell you what you're feeling is wrong. I can't do that. I also can't bury my head in the sand and be like, you know, everything's fine. I'm just going to sit back and listen. It doesn't work that way either. I will tell you this, though, man. I'm honored to be here. It's a privilege to be here, and it's a privilege to have this platform to try to help. And if there's a way we can help, let me know. That's all you have to do. We are very, very willing to help.
Despite being as lucky as we are, and I won't speak for myself, but I will speak for you because I've seen it on a day-in, day-out basis. And give credit to our parents if you want, but you certainly are an empathetic person. You know, you can put yourself in other people's situation. You're always willing to reach out and lend a hand, and you're very non-judgmental when it comes to other people as well. And sometimes people who are lucky like us lose perspective, and, you know, they're quick to judge because they can't put themselves in other people's shoes and understand what it might have been like to grow up in a different background or a different environment. And I certainly don't think you do that. I hope that I don't do that as well. But
Benny,
I also,
you're one of the kindest people I've ever
met.
I
also appreciate how lucky we are.
There's
you're
no
right.
doubt.
I mean, there's no other word to describe it. We have been privileged in our life. You know, I'm a golfer, a white golfer from North County in San Diego.
I didn't want to say it like that.
I'm not going to deny it. It's
but
true.
But come on, man.
It's true.
Well, you know, and I think about, I mean, look, we just dive right in. I think about my interactions with law enforcement, right? And let me tell you guys, right out of the chute, I have two buddies that I consider brothers to me. They're both police officers. One has just moved to Idaho, and the other one works in OB, basically. And I texted both of them yesterday separately, and I just said, I love you, man. I'm with you. I know them. I know their hearts. I grill them about stories. I've seen them, you know, do what they do in our community, and they're good dudes.
Yeah.
They're really, really good
dudes.
There
are police officers across this country who are disgusted.
Oh, there's no doubt. There's no
doubt. By some of the videos that they have seen.
That's some of the best stuff I saw over the weekend. The police getting involved in marching and protesting with these protesters. I thought that was brilliant. And, you know, Ben, how lucky are we that do we want to get lumped into every other sports radio guy? No. Like,
God, no.
God, no. Like, I'm so thankful that doesn't happen to us because, look, there are people in our business that are absolute dirtbags, and I don't want to be lumped in with those guys. So it's not fair we do it to them, but I did. I texted him yesterday.
Not every protester wants to be lumped in with every looter and rioter. Not every police officer wants to be lumped in with every bad actor who abuses his power, and not every sports talk radio show host wants to be classified just like most of us are, the stereotypical sports talk guy.
Ah, you're all the same. You're all the same. And I just don't agree with that, man, at all. And I'm glad that, you know, I'm glad that doesn't happen to us. But I texted them yesterday and I just said, you know, you guys keep doing what you're doing. You know, the good will out, essentially. You know, the good will always overpower evil in the end. And I really believe that. I've always believed that. But it was interesting thinking about my interactions over the years, Ben, with law enforcement. They haven't always been positive. They haven't. Some of the things that I've said and done, man, I'm pretty lucky to be here. But I honestly feel in a lot of cases that I got through that because of the color of my skin. Honestly, like some of the things I've said and done, I didn't have to worry about it going to the next level and escalating. And I posted something about that about my son, you know, how difficult it is to be a parent these days and all the things that you worry about. For example, my kid is not eating right now. He's not eating. He doesn't want food. You know what he wants, Ben? He wants ice cream. He wants, you know, any junk food he can get his hands on because he's had a little bit of taste. He won't eat what he normally does, right? These are all concerns that a parent has. There are two boys. What I don't worry about is something happening to him because of the color of his skin. I don't have to worry about that. That's off the table. And so many people do out there, and that's what breaks my heart. That's
absolutely
what those worries of a parent, I can't even imagine.
Well, let's go out to our phone lines as we do each and every morning at this time. 833-288-0973. We'll start with Everyday Chris, and then if anyone else wants to join us, we're kind of going to keep them open throughout the course of the show today just so we can listen. You can have a voice, you can have a platform here with Ben and Wood somewhere. Hopefully you feel kind of safe and comfortable. I mean, not too safe, because obviously if you flub or anything, we're going to make fun of you. But
100%.
Other than that, you're pretty safe here. Everyday Chris, you're first up on a Monday here on Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
You know, I'm very feeling heavy-hearted today. I know you're giving us a little chance to you know, go off the agenda and just talk our minds. So I'm, you know, I had plans to go out, you know, this weekend, have a little fun. We got some restaurants open that I wanted to go hit up, but I just decided to stay home despite the civil unrest. And, like you said, Woods, I totally agree with you. if life is basically a root canal, sports is the anesthesia. It basically takes us away from reality, even though we still must deal with it. It's nice to hear your ball game on the, you know, if you're a Dodger fan, just to hear Vince Scully popping through the radio on a Sunday afternoon, or Angels fan, you know, Terry Smith and Guvizal, you know, I mean, yeah, it's calm. It's calming. It's soothing. It's like no different than having a nice cold beer. It just hits the spot. And real quick before I leave you, I just, my heart's out to the family of the gentleman who lost his life. And I beg you and urge everybody to protest peacefully. It's your right as an American, and it's a beautiful thing about this country. But rioting is not your right, and that is where we draw the line. So please, please, please do the right thing. Speak your voice peacefully, and I think that we'll all get out of this cleanly.
Thank you, my friend. Thanks thanks for the call. Thanks for calling in every day, always being by the dial, man. We really appreciate you. That's Everyday Chris.
We will continue the phones, 833-288-0973. If you want to say something, you can join us. We're also going to hear what some big sports figures, a lot of statements were put out over the weekend, and what some of them had to say.
A lot of garbage statements as well that I think we need to get into.
Some felt like the teacher assigned them a statement that they had to write everyone else was writing one. Others were very heartfelt, very emotional. There was an L.A. Times op-ed piece by Kareem Abdul-Jabbar that was incredibly well-written and powerful. So we're going to go through some of that. I don't know if you want this. I got an email late at night with some of the rioting damage that was done downtown. I don't know if it does any good. If you want me to go through some of the things I have that list.
Like things that were damaged?
Things that were damaged downtown. I don't know if that's something. We don't necessarily need to go through that. But hey, if you want to go join us, 833-288-0973. Hour number one on a Monday morning. It's Ben and Woods live on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.